Well, I suppose, Ian, we're going to talk about a few different aspects of things what's going on at the club at the moment. But first of all, the appointment yesterday of Darren Murray as the club's academy director. When you see his credentials, a very experienced coach, almost two decades of coaching. He has his UEFA pro license. He's been involved at international level at underage. And he's also worked as a head coach at a regional development centre further south for a number of years as well. So a very, very experienced man. I'm sure you guys, when you read that and you have him now at the club, you are very, very happy with the appointment, satisfied with it.
Yeah, look, Darren's an amazing appointment for us. We're very lucky to get him. It's the process itself was quite elaborate because it's funded by Sport Ireland. The initial filtration process for the applications all had to be done through the FAI. They all had to be approved by them. So that process in itself gives you great confidence in everyone that was interviewed for the head of academy role. They had over 300 CVs that they filtered down to roughly around 30 or so candidates. And each of the League of Ireland clubs then had to select from that. If a number of clubs already had full-time head of academy. So we then selected the people that we wanted to interview. And for us, Darren was the standout candidate in that process. So yeah, we're very, very happy with his appointment.
Obviously, you spoke to Darren about bringing the academy forward. What's going to happen now structurally in the academy, and what's going to change from where it sat previously under Kevin McHugh?
Yeah, so like prior to Kevin taking on that role, Michael Grant was the initial academy director, and John Campbell and James Rogers were instrumental in setting up the academy. And in many ways, we were well ahead of many other League of Ireland clubs. Kevin then brought it on to a new level altogether and put in a huge shift over the last 9 years, driving our academy forward and putting in place really established processes within our club, and it needed that type of dedication and that type of work ethic to get that done. And all credit to Kevin, we're seeing the fruits of that right now with so many players in our first team. So for Darren coming in, the academy is in a good place in terms of comparison to other clubs around the country. We've got a lot of processes in place. We've a lot of really, really good people. Ashley in there in the office has been in a huge shift over the last number of years as well in terms of building that connection between the club and parents and academy graduates themselves. So we're in a good place. There's a lot of work that has yet to be done and to really bring on football in the county itself. So one of Darren's key tasks is working with junior clubs right throughout the county and how we can help them improve what, you know, the level of coaching, not just within our club, but right throughout the county itself. So we're going to be reaching out to them. And then just looking at the contact hours that we have with players. So we have to massively increase that. The FAI did an audit last year, which gives us a template to work from in terms of what areas we need to work on, what the number of contact hours, the facilities that we need to deliver. And part of that actually heavily influenced what we did with our planning permission for our stadium. So we built a lot of our centre of excellence requirements into the stadium itself. As you can see within the planning permission, there's rooms for gyms, extra changing rooms, for meeting rooms, for offices and educational rooms. So all of that has been built into the planning over the last number of years, and additional funding was sought for that as well. So we We're in a good place. Hopefully, we're able to deliver a lot of that over the next couple of months and years ahead. A big part of it as well is looking to acquire additional lands. So we put out a call a couple of months ago now, and a number of people have reached out. So we're going to be following up there. If there are other people as well out there that know of lands that are available, we are looking for up to 50 acres, which is quite a challenge to get all in a single parcel of land. Ideally, it's flat and the a near within 10 to 15 kilometers of Balbofey, so that's our target. But yeah, there are a number of people have reached out, and we're going to be progressing those conversations in the next coming months.
Yeah. Well, as it expected in the coming months as well, obviously you're looking to develop the academy, grow it. You've put parts into the structure, like the land and the stadium. But as from Darren's point of view, Darren obviously has to have extra and additional people around him. At what stage is he going to start to build that academy team of coaches and people that are assisting him?
Yeah, so as I said, we've got a really good base of academy coaches within the club already. There is an additional full-time role being funded by Sport Ireland. So those interviews are ongoing. We would hope to have that person in place by the end of the year as well. So all credit to Charlie McConnell-Ogue and his colleagues in Sport Ireland and the department for backing football in Ireland, not just with infrastructure but also with people. So in the coming months there'll be massive changes within the academy. It goes towards a full-time structure, and it's a key part of what Freddie is actually investing in as well. To make our business sustainable, we have to be able to develop and grow our own talent in Donegal. That in itself becomes the business model, where we can develop, sell, reinvest into our club.
Yeah. So where are we at the moment with Freddie Gonzalez and the takeover? Obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, maybe a lot more work than you envisaged from the very start, and there has been a hold up in the vote. So where is it sitting at the moment?
Yeah, no, we're in a really good place. What people may not realize is that this process has been going on since the beginning of the year. It's extremely complicated in our club's side because we don't own our own pitch. So we currently play in lands owned by the trust, and we are looking to move to a new stadium that is owned by the council. So we have funding from multiple different sources as well. So every single one of those partners has to be contacted, communicated with, and updated. There's a number that we haven't yet. We've probably selected some of the ones that are a little bit more complicated, and we're going through all of those. So everybody that we have contacted with so far is fully supportive of it. And more importantly, it would appear that our shareholders and fans are extremely supportive of it. So we're just going through those last few due diligence points, and we'll be getting in touch with the last few partners in the coming days and weeks, and we then hope to have everything completed, vote the whole legal agreements all done by the end of the season. So that's the goal. So we're working back from there to make sure that all of the T's are crossed and I's dotted. So we're very close at the moment.
Okay, so you are confident then that this will be done and dusted come the middle of October?
Yeah, yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
Listen, in recent times as well, you, of course, appointed Patrick McIlhenny as interim manager, taking over from Kevin. Listen, Harps playing at the bottom of the table. It's been a tough old spell, so it has. But Patrick's still finding his feet there with a group that he knew very, very little about. But you can see improvements there. And how's he settling in at the moment with another home game to come this week?
Yeah, you know, I went into training on the very first night that Patrick came in, and you can see Patrick's way of working with players. Like at the end of training, he'll have his arms around players, and we have a very young group of players that that possibly need that, you know, at this stage, because it's a very difficult position that we're in psychologically. You know, the talent is there. There's no doubt about the talent that we have. We should be in a higher position than we currently are. The challenges of being a fan-owned club has direct impact into a lot of the results that we've had. It is challenging, but with the new investment that's coming in, there's a lot more of that stresses, I suppose, within the club that are being relaxed a bit, and the pressures are less at the moment. There is a key focus towards working towards next year, but I think it's really, really important that the fans and the public get out and support the team right now. There is a huge amount of talent within our club, and it's also really important as well to show Freddie that you know, we are a county that really loves our sport, and that his investment is going to pay off. And you know, we've seen Finn Park in nights when it's absolutely rocking, and we need to show that to Freddie that the demand is out there and the support is out there. I think in terms of Patrick, his work ethic is phenomenal. His interest and knowledge of the game is very, very impressive as well. So you know, we've great faith in that he'll be able to bring us on and recruit as well. That's the big part of it, you know, in the coming months. A big step has already been made in that we're moving towards full-time football. We're training in the mornings. We're building that environment around what full-time football will look like, so that when we are recruiting, that we can show players, look, this is the processes that we have in place. This is where we're training. This is your routine and how it'll look like. So that's very important to be able to show to players when you are recruiting at the end of the season, to show that, look, this is happening. This is where we're going. And these are the people that you'll be working with.
And just finally, Ian, the National League started last weekend. We've got three additional clubs now playing under the League of Ireland umbrella: Letterkenny Rovers, Coghill Celtic and Bunnagee United. Add in yourselves, Derry City. Mm-hmm. Then you have the guys in the Irish League, the likes of Institute. You've got Derrickview play at intermediate level. Limavady, Strabane Athletic, all clubs like that, all in this northwest region now. We've been talking about the academy and the plans going forward, and obviously the hopes from next season going forward under a new ownership and improving. But there's a lot of teams now in the northwest. What's your feelings on the pick of pool of players, be it at underage, to trying to get them into academy and develop them? And then again, with more mature players and trying to encourage them into your club, given the amount of football now that is available in the northwest?
Yeah, well, actually, there's multiple different ways you can look at it. I think personally, it's going to be great because the pool of players gets greater. You might think that you know, there's more people fighting for individual players, but if you're able to raise the standards across football in general by having more competitive football at a higher level, then you're automatically, you're going to be bringing in more late developers. You're going to be people who haven't gone through that orthodox way of going through academies. And like if you look at the benefits of some of the clubs in Dublin is that they have extremely strong leagues domestically within Leinster and down in Cork as well. So they benefit from having that level below League of Ireland that they can filter players through. Like it's just natural that there will be people maybe that have played other sports or that are late developers that can come in and do a really good job at League of Ireland level. So I think, the competition is good. I think in some ways, some of the players maybe that don't make it, that have come through our academy that are able to get senior football and develop both physically and in terms of mentally, by competing week in, week out. It's really important that kids get game time as well. So I think it's a good thing. Yeah, it's commercially it's going to be challenging, I would say, but hopefully all rising tides lifts all boats. So yeah, I think it will be a good thing.